2 seconds to go. Chargers at the 11 of Kansas City. 10-3 Chiefs.
Come on, D. Come on, D. Come on, D. Come on, D.
Rivers raises the right knee, takes the snap, looking right with time. With time, now being chased, fires it late for the end zone. It's incomplete! Off the hands of Danny Woodhead! Incomplete! And the Chiefs have a seventh consecutive victory on the last play of the game!
Chuck Hendrick, 7-game winning streak, best mark in the AFC. What does this mean to you to go from the not a lot of production, at least offensively last year, to being one of the focal points this year?
To happen as fast as it happened this year, I mean, we started off, nobody expected that to happen to Jamal. We never wanted things like that to happen, but, like, man, just the coaches having the trust in me to even just give me the ball, I mean, the opportunity to help my team win is great.
You talk about Jamal Charles a lot. What kind of things can he help you with now, even though he's not here in the building?
Like I said, that's another blessing to have a guy like Jamal just take me in and teaching me patience. I mean, just let the game come to you. Don't try to force anything. I mean, he teaches me a lot more than just football. I mean, just life situations he helped me out with.
How much are you guys still in touch, even though he's obviously injured and going through his rehab?
More now, man, because he's so bored all the time. He's just bored, so he texts him. He don't have nothing to do. I mean, it's great, man.
Wilson comes in motion. Where? Handoff goes into the plows into the line. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown! Kansas City! Spencer Ware, 230 pounds of power!
Now, you and Spencer Ware, you kind of carrying the load for the running backs right now. How do you compliment one another, and how tough does that make it on a defense to try to game plan for you both?
I mean, the thing about Spencer, man, he's a big guy, but he's also kind of shifty, man. You never know what you're going to get from him, but trying to tackle him, you see, man, that's not an easy task. Man, they looking for him coming there pounding. I mean, you got a guy that's running that fast and that big.
Now Ware goes right up the middle, 30-yard line, runs over the safety.
Yeah, you want to get in front of him and attack him? I don't. Well, you got him going, beat him up. I mean, I can just come and just run around the edges. It's easy for me to do, but, I mean, it's great to have him.
Early in the fourth quarter, he faced a 3rd-and-1.
Their own 47, they hand it off. It goes to West. He's got the first down plus.
And you broke a couple of tackles. And you told me that Spencer was the guy that would lower his shoulder and break the tackles, but it seems like that you said before that you wanted to show some people. You just have to remind him every once in a while?
I had to remind him. You know, everybody looks at me as a small guy. I mean, I consider myself a pretty big guy, but I had to show him every now and then I can run through a tackle.
8, 9, 10 Chargers are within about 7 to 10 yards of the football. Alex Smith will throw a slant. Wilson, 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City! The Chiefs take the lead, 7-0. And the drive, 9 plays, 96 yards at 5:23 off the clock.
Early in that drive, you faced a 3rd-and-3 from the 11. And sometimes when you call a running play on 3rd-and-3, you could say it's a safe call. We don't want to throw an interception. But when they called that play, what was going through your mind in that it's not just a safe call, that they trust me to get this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, it's like I said, it's a blessing to even be in a situation where they can give me the ball. I mean, and think about our coach, you know Coach EB, he tell us, I don't care if a soldier's blocked. You better go find a way to get that first down. So, I mean, we got that mentality, so that's what we do. I never met a more person that's more passionate about football than EB.
Carry this momentum to Baltimore. How do you do it? How do you prepare this week? And what do you see from them when you watch Montez?
We're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. We're taking that one day at a time approach, and I think it's working pretty good for us.